I wish you a schönes Weihnachten. That's in German. That's a beautiful Christmas. Ich wünsche Ihnen ein schönes Weihnachten. Okay. Now every year I write a Christmas story, and I inflict it on the children and on yourself. And this year's story is about a rhinoceros. I asked my grandchildren what should I write about, and they said a rhinoceros. So you'd be surprised the different animals who come to the fresh in Bethlehem. Well, rhinoceros was one of them. And this is the story of Roger the Rumpled Rhinoceros, and it's dedicated to my granddaughter here, Madeline, whose idea it was. So,
Father Guy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Maybe other children come up.
If they might come up.
If anyone wants to come up, if any of your children want to come up, you guys can come up here.
Okay, good. There we are. Come, Maddie. Come and give me a hand here. If I can't make out a word, Maddie's going to read it for me. Is that right? Okay. Here we are. This is a tale of Roger the Rumpled Rhinoceros, dedicated to Madeline Rose. Once upon a time, long, long ago, in the hills near the little town of Bethlehem, there lived a rhinoceros called Roger. He was big and grey, and had two horns on the top of his nose, a large one in front and a smaller one behind. His skin was very thick and wrinkly, and even worse, it looked at least two sizes too large. Roger, as far as he knew, was the only rhinoceros in the whole of the Holy Land. He'd worked for a travelling circus, and one day when Roger was hiking in the hills, the circus moved on, leaving him quite alone in the world. It's really hard being the odd person out. And as he looked so different from the other animals in the neighbourhood, it's not surprising that Roger was very shy with folks he did not know well. Sad to say, Roger was so worried about his looks, he had only one friend in the world, a little bird who lived on his back called Ollie the Oxpecker. Ollie used to sing to him to sleep every night, and pick up all the bugs and ticks that made Roger feel itchy and uncomfortable. And they set up house in his saggy, wrinkly, grey skin. Roger was terribly sensitive about his saggy skin. "I've tried everything to make it look better," he told Ollie. "I've tried ironing it, but all it did was scorch me like I'd been out too long in the sun. I've tried to shrink it by soaking myself in water for hours, but hot or cold, it didn't make the slightest difference. I've tried skin cream, but it just made it looser. Can you suggest something?" Ollie had been pecking bugs, and when he tried to reply, it came out like, "Ah, rumble, 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 rumble." Roger was very upset. "Don't speak with a beakful, it's rude," he snapped. Ollie swallowed noisily and burped and said, "What I said was, you're really not that wrinkly. Well, for a rhino, that is. But if you want really to get rid of them, why not pray for God to grant you a miracle?" Roger took Ollie's advice, and every night he knelt by his bed and prayed, "Dear God, please make my skin better thicker and less wrinkly." And every morning, as soon as he awoke, he dashed to the mirror to see if God had heard his prayer. But every morning, his skin looked just as loose and wrinkly as ever. In one chilly winter's night, Roger woke to the sound of very loud singing. "I wish they'd shut up," he mumbled, grumbling. "They're keeping me awake." But Ollie thought the music was quite glorious. "I'll fly out and see what's going on," he said. He was back in a trice. "Wake up, wake up," he shouted at Roger. "It's a huge angel choir singing peace on earth, goodwill to all men, and animals too. I asked a bunch of shepherds what all the fuss was about, and they said that the saviour of the world had been born in Bethlehem." "Get up, Roger," Molly went on. If anyone could give you a better fitting skin, it's the Saviour of the world. After all, he created us, and he's come to us as a little baby lying in a manger, but he can still perform miracles. Roger leapt out of bed. With Ollie clinging on for dear life to his wrinkly back, he lumbered as fast as he could to Bethlehem. And there, at a small inn on the outskirts of town, he found a stable surrounded by a crowd of shepherds and townsfolk. They're all gazing worshipfully at a beautiful baby boy lying in the manger, guarded by his mother and father. Being the biggest creature in the place, bigger by far than the ox and the donkey who are also gazing at the baby, Roger had no trouble pushing his way to the front of the crowd. "You look, Joseph," said Mary with a smile. "I didn't expect to see a rhinoceros here, especially not one as handsome as this chap. Look at those beautifully polished horns and such a lovely rumpled skin." Roger was taken aback. Nobody ever praised his looks before. He'd never heard that his skin described as rumpled. It sounded so much better than wrinkly. "Thank you very much, ma'am," said Roger. "But I came here to ask the Saviour of the world to make my skin fit better. It's not just wrinkly, it's saggy all over. I prayed and prayed for a miracle, but he didn't answer my prayers." "Actually," said Mary severely, "Jesus did answer your prayers. Sometimes his answer has to be no. He created you, and he knows better what's good for you than you do. You look exactly the way he thinks rhinos ought to look," said Mary gently. "You should be proud of the way you look. Don't complain about that your skin doesn't fit you. If it were tighter, you'd feel terribly uncomfortable in the hot sun. Besides, have you ever thought what would happen to Ollie if you weren't rumpled? There'd be nowhere for the bugs and ticks to hide, and there'd be nothing for Ollie to eat. You've got to start thinking about others for a change. Jesus wants us all to love our neighbours as much as we love ourselves." Roger hung his head in shame. "Please forgive me," he said. "I'm truly sorry I've been so selfish and ungrateful. I promise to be a very much nicer rhinoceros in the future." "Well, all's well that ends well," said Mary comfortingly. "You've just given Jesus the best birthday present he could ever have." "What do you mean?" said Roger. "I've been selfish and ungrateful. I haven't loved my neighbour. And Ollie's been so kind to me. And I certainly haven't given Jesus a birthday present." "Of course you have," said Mary. "You said you're sorry. You've begged forgiveness and promised to turn over a new leaf. And that's something that makes Jesus very, very happy.